Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Chaf Beis, the first daf here in the second parak. And there is a discussion on Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, about being paid to do an Aveira. Somebody hires you to do an Aveira. So obviously this relates to the sugya of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira or Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, whether the Mishaleach or the Shliach gets the Aveira. So let's assume Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and therefore the Shliach gets the Aveira and not the Mishaleach. But that's a question about In Shamayim, you know, who gets the Aveira. But our discussion today is going to be, if I hire somebody to do something wrong, to do an Aveira, does that Chiyuv kick in? Do I have a Chiyuv to pay the person? Where does this come up? It comes up right here on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses a story of when the Baitusim tried to mess up the Kiddush HaChodesh, as the Mishnah says that after a certain event, Chachamim said that we only accept Edus from people who we know who they are, who we have testimony, so to speak, about their character. The Mishnah says originally we accepted Edus from anyone, but Mishakilkalu HaBaitusim, once the Baitusim started to make trouble, and as is explained, they always wanted to have Pesach on Shabbos, so that Bimachar Shabbos could be on Sunday, and they always try to mess up Rosh Chodesh, so therefore they had a Takana, Shloyim Makablan Elam and Makirin. They only accept the testimony from people who they knew who they were. So the Gemara quotes a story that Pamachas Bikshu Baitusim Mahatos says, Achachamim, one time the Baitusim wanted to make the Rosh Chodesh on a different day than it was supposed to be. They wanted to trick the rabbis. So what happened? Sakrushnem and Adam, they hired two people, Vidalan Meozuz, for 400 Zuz. They hired 400, 200, two Adam for 400 Zuz. Remember, 400 is always the number given, often in Shas, for a large number. They gave a lot of money, but sometimes it seems literal. Like here, it's going to seem literal. Echad Mishalonav, Echad Mishalahem, one of them was from the Baitusim, and one of them was an infiltrator. It was a parish that infiltrated and pretended to be an aid for them, because he knew that this is what they were going to try to do, and he was going to try to stop it. So what happens? So they come, and he comes, and Bezdin asks him, so how do you see the moon? So he says, Ola Hayisiv Mala Dumim, Veraisiv Shay Ravus Bain Bay Slayam, Rosh Domala Ekel. He starts describing the moon, and then he says, if you don't believe me, there's 200 zuz in my knapsack. Alluding to the fact that he was being paid. And, you know, he's making up the whole story. Amru lo, me, his kikta lachach. They said to him, who put you up to this? Amru lahem shamati, I heard that the Baitusim were going to try this. So shamati shabaitusim, shabikshu baitusim, mahatos says chachamim, amarti elich ani va'odi elohem. I will go and pretend to be like them in order to stop them. Shema yavo b'nei adav shenim hagun mehuganim v'itos hachachamim. So he was successful. He was successful and able to prevent the false witnesses, because he pretended to be one. So here's the key line. So Amru lo, the chachamim say, when they heard this, that he had 400 zuz, that he was hired, matayim zuz nesudim lecha b'matana. So they say, you know what, you could keep your 200 zuz. Right, you each got 200 zuz, you could keep your 200 zuz. Vasochar yimatech ala amban. And the ones who hired you are chayav malchus. But you keep your money. So why could he keep the money? Well, whose money is it? Right, the person who hired him, it's not his money. You know, the Baitusim tried to do something wrong. But why does the potential eight sheker get to keep the money? So that's Rashi here. Rashi says, "Matayim nezuz nezuz l'chav matana v'tehei rashoy la'akvan." You could keep it. V'af al pi shlosh lafta tanai shalcha l'sochercha. Even though you didn't do what you were paid to do, he was paid to bear false testimony, and he didn't do it. But you can still keep the money. The yesh rishus lebezdin l'knos mamon v'la'asoso hefker, because Bezdin has that power. Bezdin has the power to make the money hefker. Kedemrin and b'yavamis, like it says in Yavamis, he goes to the Gemara in Yavamis peites. Also the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Vav. Verso minayish hefker Bezdin hefker hefker Bezdin hefker, based on two psukim, one from Ezra, one from Yoshua. But that's what Rashi says. Even though you did not fulfill your tanai, you could still keep the money, because we have the power to make it hefker. We have the power to make it ownerless. But what does it sound like from the Rashi? It sounds like that because even though you didn't fulfill your tanai, you can keep the money. Mashba, that if he had fulfilled his tanai, right, if he did what he was supposed to do, then it sounds like he would for sure be able to keep the money, even though he was hired to do an aveira. He was hired to bear false testimony, but it sounds like the shiba, the chiyuv, would still work. the chiyuv would still be chal. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. It's only because of this extra, because even though he didn't fulfill his tanai, but hefker bezen hefker, they have the power over monetary law. Right? That's a separate sugya, which we're not dealing with today. But again, that sounds like that he, had he fulfilled this tanai, he'd be able to keep the money. This is the diak of the nesivas. The nesivas, Rav Yaakov Milisa in Siman Tes, in Choshe Mishpat, that's the sugya, that's the siman about shochad, the siman about taking bribes, where the Shochad Arach says, ma'od, ma'od. The Sma points this out, that there is a only a few times where the Torah and the Shochad Arach use the double lashon of ma'od, ma'od. Be very careful. They use it by Krevel Arayas, he uses it by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, he uses it here by Shochad. Ma'od, ma'od, tzarech adayin li zoher, shlo likach shochad. A dayan has to be very careful not to take any bribery. Afilu lezakos is a zakai, even to do what he knows what he's going to pass it anyway. He's going to make innocent the innocent. He still cannot take a bribe for that. Vim lakcho tzarech lahachziro kisheyitva enu. And if they took a bribe, you have to give it back. You have to give it back. If the person comes and says, I want it back, you have to give it back. Hanos kisheyitva enu hanos, when the nosin comes and asks for it back. Ukashem shalokho over below saseh, kachanos over belifne evilos, he did mikshol. And just like the one who takes the bribe violates the losa, say, I've not taken a bribe, the one who gives it to him is violating lifnei iver, because you're causing somebody to do an aveira. V'lo shochad mamon bilvad, and this is based on the Gemara Exubis also, not only monetary gifts, any type of gift, any type of, I know that you've done a favor for me, afilu shochad dvarim, even shochad dvarim is not allowed, v'chodayin shashal she'ela pasol adun. If somebody asks you a shayla and you give them an answer, so then you've already done something for them, and therefore to pask in their case is a shayla. Bavedra Rabamurim kishul hayolo dain lahashil aval hayolo hashil kasher v'chulu. Okay, so that's the shochan arach. You have to give back shochan. Ask the nesivus yesh lehis topic. Our question: besocher sheker eda sheker. The hayolo. Somebody hires false witnesses and they actually testify falsely. So, and he paid them. Do they have to give back the money? Just like shochad, we just said you have to give back the money, right? If the person, the dayan, do the edim have to give back the money if they testify falsely? That's the nesivus' question. Im chayav lahachzir kishiyitvenu kamo shochad. Says the nesivus, no. They do not have to give back the money. V'nira dein chayav lahachzir. Why? The dafka beribis v'shochad da'amar achmana lo sikach. By shochad, the Torah says, do not take bribes. By ribis, by interest, the Torah says, do not take interest. Does the Torah say, do not pay false witnesses? The Torah says, don't testify falsely. That's an avera. But the Torah doesn't label or focus on the money that's paid. There's an avera involved here. That's true. The edim testify falsely. But there's no specific avera to pay them to testify falsely. That's not an avera. There's an avera to take shochad, there's an avera to take ribbis, there's an avera to testify falsely, but not to pay somebody. So again, back to the nezivas. By ribbis and shochad, the Torah says, don't take it. So if you take it, you need to give it back. And what the Torah says, that sometimes if you try to do something against what the Torah says, it does not have an effect. Halacha Tesla in ribis bitzmur davav abayis verily the gap that Yosef and Dayan of a chulu ava balav kra pater v'yalkein b'shochad d'chayev lahachzir d'leka kra hu rak mitam deravi avin lo mahani v'avi kolol kakla v'chulu. He continues based on that sugya in tzmura ma she'en kein b'socher edei sheker. If somebody hires false witnesses d'lo katzar rachman alav ala alakicha, the Torah doesn't tell you not to take, not to pay money, or they didn't tell the edim not to take the money. Rak shelo loy sheker dummy. It's similar to le'esnan shenochin schar bad bia asura she'ein sorach lahachzir. The Gemara Baba Kama, which we'll see soon, he quotes Rachmana Litzlan. If somebody pays a woman for her services, once the services are done, he still has to, he has a chiyuv to pay, and he pays her. She doesn't have to give it back because that was a payment for services. The Torah says, don't be mezana. The Torah does not say, don't pay for services. That's not a separate iser. The Torah says, once this payment, then that's labeled as esnan zona, and you can't bring it as a karban if a person gives an animal to the woman. But says the nesivus, if there are services that are rendered, then you have to pay, even though, or you don't give the money back, even though it was an aveira being done. Right? It says in the footnotes here, it sounds like for the nesivos that not only did they have to keep the money, did they get to keep the money, but it sounds like they'd have to pay. Let's say he didn't even pay yet for the eidah sheker, he'd have to pay. There's a chiyuv to pay because they did work for you. So what? It was ba'aveira. You still have to pay. And then the deceiver says, ksas raya to this, that you have to pay the witnesses who were made sheker. And that is Rashi Shana Daf Chaf Beis, our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara and our Rashi. Mashma, that, what do the Edom say? What does the Bezdin say? Well, because you, even though you didn't fulfill your Tanai, the money's hefker. Mashma, that if they would have fulfilled the Tanai, then they would be able to keep the money. That's his diuk. Mashma, dib hishlam atanai, mi dine tzorach lahachzir v'zeh barur. So, the deceivers quotes that, Raya from our Gemara. Good. So, and he quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin, as a parallel, where the Gemara says there, Ayin Abbeis, Esnan Asra Torah Vafilu Ba'al Imo. The Torah's Lashon is, if somebody is Mazana Rachmana Lestan with a woman, even if it happens to be Chayve Krisus, one's mother, that payment is still labeled, let's say he paid an animal, that payment is still labeled as as payment for the services, therefore you can't bring us a car, but it's Esnan Zona. Vitavale Kaman Bedina, Miyam Rinale Kum Havla Esnan El Avagav, Tachi Katavale Bedina, Lo Amrinale Zavle, Kivan, Tachi Yavle, Havi Esnan. Once he would give it, it would be an Esnan, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it as a carbon. Okay, so he quotes that example. The question is how to understand that Gemara, as we'll see soon. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva assumes that Gemara is only talking about a chiyuv lase sidei shamayim. That's not a real chiyuv to pay in that case. If a person violates chayvei krisus, so the Chassam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chav Zayin, says that's a chiyuv lase sidei shamayim. Hasam leka chiyuv lase sidei shamayim. O im tafas mishud dekimle bedraba minei. But other achronim, the Imre Bina, I saw quoted in the footnotes there, says that no, there's a real chiyuv. There's a real chiyuv to pay, even though it's us. The Torah says, don't do this act. But again, the Torah does not label the money. And just like by Eid Sheker, the money is not labeled, so too here. Oh, another example. The Shvus Yaakov has an etchuvet, Chelak Alev, and Simon Kuf Bem Hei. Also a case about Eid Sheker. Reuven pays Shimon to be made Sheker, but Shimon doesn't go through with it. So Reuven wants his money back. So does he get his money back? Reuven pays Shimon to be made sheker, and if he doesn't, so does he get his money back? So the question is, right, our Gemara says that, they're mafkir, right? What did Bezdin say? Even though you didn't do what you were supposed to do, we're mafkir. So is that something that's always true, right? Is Bezdin always mafkir in these types of cases, or was it a specific case? That's the case here. Echa toveh chavir shrasan lo schar asara zehuvim, lo hay lo eid sheker. Reuven says to Shimon, I paid you 10 zehuvim to be made sheker, and you didn't. Give me my money back. And Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. So does Shimon have to take a shvua? That was the question of the Shvus Yaakov 300 years ago. Does he have to take a shvua's hesis for kofar bakol? Again, modbe mixas would be a shvua daraisa. But here, he's kofar bakol. So does he have to take a shvua? So says the Shvus Yaakov, one would think that he does not have a chiyuv to return it. Why? Rosh Hashanah Chav Beis. Because what does our Gemara say? Bezdin says, well, we have the power to be mafkirit. So they're mafkirit. The guy did something wrong. He hired you to testify falsely. So maybe Bezdin always automatically is mafkir the money, and therefore you don't have to give it back, even though you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But then he says, I'm not so sure if that would be a general case. Because our Gemara, that's specifically the Baitusim. Rav Chazal made this declaration that the Baitusim are messing up Kiddush HaChodesh, so therefore they want to make sure that society, the societal calendar, isn't messed up. It's not that every single case where somebody does something wrong, we're going to make a fine and be mafkir. No, specifically there. Misham ein raya, chada dikla meimar, deshaini, hasam, shahamamon hayashal baitusim. Number one is baitusim, and the Gemara has a talks about the status of the baitusim. They're like apikarsim, and the special halachas that apply to them, and their money becomes hefker. And therefore, number one, he says, maybe baitusim are different. And number two, not only baitusim are different, but that tzorach that affects all of Klal Yisrael. That wasn't just such a private hiring of Eidus that he wants to be made sheker. But there, it's all of Klal Yisrael. Dafka hasam mishum migdar milsa shelo yitu hatstukim Klal Yisrael betikin mados kansukain. It's a general that's affecting Klal Yisrael. Masha'inkein benidon didon. Unlike our case, Deleka Migdar Milsa, it's not a general case here. Reuven just hired Shimon to testify falsely. Dimhu Muchsak Lischar Eidei Sheker Kol Yisrael Mihuchsaku, and therefore we wouldn't say that. And then he says, "Well, maybe there's also another difference. Our Gemara, the guy who went in to be hired, he had Kavanas L'Shem Shamayim from the beginning." Right, he goes in and he says, I went in there to trick them to try to get the money back. So maybe that's a good reason to give him the money, because he was all Hashem Shemayim to begin with. But here in our case, maybe Shimon was hired and he was planning to testify falsely. Right, maybe he was, he didn't go in. He stopped in the middle. He overcame his taiva to testify and for the money. But who says that he should get the money? So, Af im anu nomar she yichnos lasoch mikol makom lama yitnu lo ha'ed to efshar shala b'tchila b'daito u'machshavaso. Maybe he had plans kishalak hachamos lahay b'sheker. Maybe he had plans to testify falsely. Halo efshar liknos lasoch lachalek aniim. You could take the money and give it to poor people. Who says that you should give it to him? And therefore, after this whole discussion, he says he does not think that our Gemara is a parallel, and he would not fine in this case, meaning he would make him take a shvua. Right, Shimon didn't testify falsely. Reuven wants his money back. So, yeah, Reuven is not such a tzaddik. And this also relates to the sugya of Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha. Generally, we don't trust people that say they did something wrong. Right, Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha. But still, he says, we would not let this guy go off. We wouldn't say knas here. And therefore, he says at the end of the tshuva, Kiva delo matzinu knas zeh b'shasu poskim. This is not something that's in Shulchan Aruch. Ein biyadeinu lekonso. We don't have the power to fine him and say, oh, he doesn't get his money back. Imlo de'ika d'migdar milsa b'davar, unless it's something societal, ukahai d'baitusim, de Rosh Hashanah. Oz, biyad bezdin, rishus l'konsul, fi ruus e'neyam. Fa'kol l'shem shamayim. Fa'hecha d'leka migdar milsa, it's just a case of two people that did something wrong, kinira b'nidon shalafaneinu, m'chuyiv e'la hachzir u'lashali mamos. You have to give back the money, v'im kofar b'kol tzorach l'shava hesis, nearly Yaakov. That's what the Shus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, says here in the tshuva. This generally, this whole sugi that we're talking about, do you have to pay a worker who you hired to do something wrong, who you hired to do an avera, relates back to that original Gemara in Baba Kama, as we just said. The Schiris Paulim. That Gemara talks about the case of Esnan Asra Torah Filu Baldimo, again, payment for services, even though there's a chi of krisis. That's the sugya of kimle b'drab aminei, right? Where I do something wrong and I'm chai of misa and I'm chai of mamon. So the general rule is that a person's only chai of misa because the mamon is patired. Most rishonim assume. How do you understand that Gemara? Based on kimle b'drab aminei, based on the fact that he's chai of misa, he does not have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. But if he would pay, it would be labeled as payment. He doesn't have a chiyuv to pay because that's kim levid arvin. He has no chiyuv mamon. He has no chiyuv. He has a chiyuv misa, not a chiyuv mamon. If he does pay, it's considered payment. And there's even by kim levid arvin, there might be even a chiyuv to pay lasi zidei shamayim. There is a me'iri, though, that all the achronim like to discuss. The me'iri on that Gemara and Baba Kama on Daf Ayin has a different understanding. He says, no, there's a chiyuv to pay. Even lasi zidei adam, says the me'iri, the French rabbis have a new shita in this Gemara in Baba Kama that if somebody, this case of somebody is mezaneh, and even though there is a chi of misa that's related, meaning the person he was mezaneh with is a chi of kares, he still has a chi of to pay. Why? Because that's like our case, that's chiris paulim, and that's a chiv that kicks in even if he's chayim misa. Lomar sha'af bezdin mechayvin litin esnan. Af mechayvin misas. Why? Because kim le b'drabimine only knocks out monetary payments that flow from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But monetary payments that flow from your personal acceptance of obligation, what's called his chayvus midas, so then kim le b'drabimine does not knock that out. Amrina le zil shlim. Lo amru ein adam mesu mishalem ela bedavar haba derech nizakim. Abu bedavar shekiblu alav derech tsnai umasu umatan. What's called his chayvus midas. If I accept an obligation, so I accept an obligation. And I have to pay even if it's for, if it was for an aveira done. That's similar to our cases. If I accept to pay these workers for testifying falsely, I have to pay. Even though it's an aveira that was done, I have a chiyuv to pay. That's called the hischayvus midas. That, you know, I have a chiyuv upon me. There's a discussion Rav Shechter has in Eretz Tzvi and Simon Chavtes. So what do the other Rishonim hold about Kimle Bidarmine? They say Kimle Bidarmine also affects personal chiyuvim, personal hischayvios, right? Or maybe, and again, we're not going to get into this now, but this is a separate topic, or maybe schiris poalim is a different type of chiyuv. Maybe schiris poalim, paying workers, is a chiyuv that comes from the Torah. That's not a personal obligation. But once I have a worker, the Torah tells me I have to pay. And there are nafkaminas, whether it's a personal obligation I accepted, or the Torah tells me that I have to pay. Right, the difference, right, whether it's whether it can be chal on less than a shevet pruta, there are other nafkaminas that Rav Shechter talks about there in Simon Chavtes. But again, this is all related. Again, this sugya about paying workers to violate averas that relates to also, again, shliach levar avera, it relates to Ein Adam Eisa Matzvah Rasha, and the chiyuv of payment in these cases. Okay, we'll stop here.